Lodi, everybody, say welcome back to another edition of Lessons from the Lathe. Once again, not an official program. These guys are coming early. They want to learn before the Zman officially starts because you are wonderful, amazing Lathe HaTorah Talmidim, and we really appreciate your staying with us so that other people can learn. But we have a challenge. The challenge is that in Chutz La'aretz, they have not caught up to the Parsha yet because last Shabbos was, of course, Parshas Achrimos here in Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh only has to do one day, although we had 2 days this year. And in America, / Canada, / Australia, and all these other places, the guys will be laning Parshas Achrimos, not with Kadoshim. So we have a problem on our hands. On one hand, maybe we should just do something on Achrimos so that everybody listening, all the alumni, the thousands of people that listen, although for some reason the clicker doesn't say that, but they will listen. But then somebody pointed out to me, I've been born Ha'ara, and that is that there are not as many Divrei Torah on the actual Parsha in Eretz Yisrael, and people in Eretz Yisrael also want to hear. It's not fair. So I want to give cover to this Kadosh place and those that don't yet live in Eretz Yisrael. So I'm sorry, but you should live in Eretz Yisrael, and you should be Kadosh, like Parshas Kadoshim, and live here. So that's what my start is, and I've lost everybody, and now they're not listening anymore. Great. I want to dedicate this year for once again a refuah shlema for the little baby Yonatan, Chaim Yonatan Mordechai ben Pesha Elka. The Rebbeinu Shalom should send him a mehera refuah shlema and b'soch shar chole Yisrael. All the cholim should also have a refuah. I want to give a shout out to more than one alumni who approached me over the Pesach season. One specifically, who said, Rebbe, I love your lessons from the Lathe. And I said, are you serious? He says, yeah. I said, well, you're not my mom and you're not my Uncle Shia, so who are you that you listen to it? So he says, no, I listen to it every week, but I need a shout out, I won't listen anymore. So under the threat of death, I want to give a shout out to Simon Italiander. Yishkoyach to you, you should continue learning, and we look forward to seeing you shortly as well. So let's bring a message that Habalei Latoru will be a message that is for everybody. It doesn't have to be what it's based on the Parsha, but it happens to be based on the Parsha as well. And I think it's really, 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 really an important message that really hits upon guys that are here in Eretz Yisrael, but when you're going back as well. And is it possible to be a Kaddush anymore? Is it possible to be a Kaddush in the generation of depravity? And so, of course, we know the first words in the parasha is Kadoshim to you. The pasuk says, Kadoshim to you, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So it is, if you think about it for a moment, a very interesting pasuk. The pasuk says, Kadoshim to you, you should be Kadosh, right? Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Because I'm Kadosh, and you should be Kadosh. What does that mean? What does one thing have to do with the other? That's an important question that we want to ask each other. So, the beginning of this is the fact that we know that there is, we should know, that there is a concept of imitating the ways of the Ribbono Shalom. The Jews are different, the Dilanim and Atoim are different than the other nations, in that we have a very special task. We like to call ourselves the chosen people, maybe we don't actually call ourselves, but that's what we are. And we are counting down now to be Kaddish. We are counting these days, the Ramban's famous Parish, and next week's Parsha, Parsha's Emor, Sfiras HaOmer is a time of Chol HaMoed. That's why there's a lot of shilas about adding new Chumras, the mourning period of Sfiras HaOmer, because on one hand it's a very happy time, because it allows us to be Metakin our Midos, to become a Kaddish, to accept the Torah anew every year, to become a chosen person every year. But one of the tasks at hand is a really, really, really important task, and that is to imitate the ways of Hashem, to be Nosei Chesed La'alofim, Nosei Avum V'Fesha, that we have to forgive people, and we have to be about Chesed, and we have to do all these amazing things, and one is to be a Kaddish. We have to be Purushim. We can't do it everywhere else. We learned about it. We have Kashrus. That keeps us Kaddush as well. What goes in Jerusalem. We celebrate an entire holiday of doing something which normally is 100% Mutter. And that is, of course, Chametz. Chametz is Mutter. Kosher Chametz. But Kosher Chametz is Usher. Even in, there was a store next to the hotel we were at. And even in that store that was open on Shabbos, my kids were very upset. We come from Rabbi Chemish. We thought there's no such thing in Eretz Yisrael stores open on Shabbos. But there was. And this store's open on Shabbos. And even the store has a nice little covering. Maybe not such a nice covering, but newspaper ads around all the chametz that they sell. You can't have the chametz. Why? We take a week that we're kaddish in a different way to get away with chait, is chametz. Okay, fine. So we have to understand what exactly is going on, what it means to be kedusha, to be mekadosh ourselves. We have to be mekadosh ourselves, obviously, with the mitzvahs and with the Torah. There's a beautiful Midrash Tanchuma. And the Midrash Tanchuma says the following, and I quote it verbatim. And it says as follows. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Ha'il v'nitkashem l'shemi, Ad shelo ba'arti ha'olam, Havei kadoshim kishem she'ani kadosh. I was kadosh already. The reason why I say this pasuk is for you to know, hey, dude, guess what? The world was created before you with kedusha. There was always kedusha, ki ani kadosh. So, says Rav Shimshon Pinkus, what does that mean? The world was created with kadosh, and now you have to be kadosh? What does it help us understand? It's ki'ilu a, says Rav Pinkus, a tosefes azhara. It's an additional warning statement of why you have to be kadosh, because the world was always kadosh before you were even created. And he says, and I'll explain this to you through a story from the Dubna Magid. I don't think I've ever read a Dvar Torah from the Dubna Magid. It didn't have a story. This story is a great story. There was a rich man, an Ashir Echad, and he was very wealthy, and he had this beautiful daughter, of course, because if she wasn't beautiful, then it's got a good story. And she was time for her to get married. So he went to look at all the famous yeshivas to find a good bacher for this very attractive, beautiful girl. Balas Midas. Sprinzel was her name, obviously. And so he goes to all the yeshivas and he comes, obviously, in this mashal from the Dubna Magid, how he knew the name, I don't know. He comes to Yeshiva Leva Torah. And he comes to Yeshiva Leva Torah and he says, I want the best bacher here, the kluger of the klugers, the best of the best. Everybody's holding up their muscles. He's not looking for the strongest bacher. He's looking for the bacher that is the smart. And Rav Boaz says, I have a bacher for you. Skoich. So he picks out a bacher. And he's the best of the best, the top of the top. And he's a nice boy too. And he's nois hachesed, he's great, he's beautiful, great. All the milas, all the godless, all the stuff, all the good things, shkoich. So they get married, and oh, it's bliss, it's great. You know, when they walk down the street, you see the hearts and the harp and the whole gansamai, shkoich. Now he goes in, and he starts to learn Torah. And the father's expecting for this guy to sit and learn. And his learning isn't like it used to be in yeshiva. When he was in yeshiva Leva Torah, he was learning every morning from 9:30 to 1, and he took a little bit break for a little bit of lunch. And then he went back to the base medrash at 1:30, he continued learning, and he had a chavrusa with this rabbi, and that rabbi, and this rabbi, and then he did a turkey and Torah Seder, and then he learned again, and then he learned again. The guy was learning, he was a learning machine. And now all of a sudden, he gets married, he moves to this town, there's no yeshiva Leva Torah anymore, because he's in Gaxaville, and he's learning pretty good. He's learning. But he's not learning like he used to. So Zuck, the father-in-law, comes up to him and he says, hey, Shmenkel, that's not his name, but now he calls him Shmenkel. He says, Shmenkel, what happened to you? You married my beautiful daughter, Sprinzel. Did I mention she was beautiful? You married my beautiful daughter, Sprinzel, and look at you, you're a botulin. What happened to you learning a day, a few hours a day? So the son looks at him and is really surprised, and the son says, Dad, can I call you Dad? He says, no, you can't call me Dad. And he says, okay, I'll call you that anyway because I know it annoys you. And he says, Dad, what are you talking about? He says, in the town that I live in now, Yehepsisville, everybody knows me as a masvid and masmidim. There's nobody that learns an hour in the morning, an hour in the afternoon, an hour at night. I learn 3 hours a day. There's nobody here that learns 3 hours a day. I'm the guy. He says, I didn't have you marry my daughter so you could move to the town and be the best learner in that town. The point of you learning in Yeshiva Leva Torah wasn't to be the best masmid in Leva Torah. So you're the best person you can be, the best learner you can be. You're lying. You haven't reached your potential. What's the mashal? He said, that's kadoshim to you. Kadoshim to you is to stop the excuses. The Rosh Hashem says, you can be a kadosh. Don't make an excuse and say, I can't be a kadosh. You know why? Because I invented the world with kadusha before it was invented. There was always kadusha. The Rosh Hashem was kadosh. The Dubna Magid's mashal is the father-in-law says to the son, what do you think? There was no such thing as learning before? I don't want you to be like the best masmid in this town. I want you to be the best person you can be. Says Rav Shimshon Pinkus, especially in our time, of Prat Dorenu, Shebaroseinu Harabim, Harbe Tuma, there's a lot of not good things. Spiritual depravity, as I've said. in the streets, everywhere we look. I even saw, unfortunately, my hotel had a, it's a box. You turn it on and it has images. And it was showing one of the most famous thing now, reality shows, a reality show. And it was a prus, disgusting reality show. I turned it off right away, but I got a point in it that I knew how to use on Lessons from the Lathe. And that was, they look at a big billboard of somebody, I don't even know who these people are, Justin Timberlake, his name was. And he's wearing only his gotkas, right? He's wearing his gotkas, that's it. Well, okay, maybe he's wearing underwear. Okay, but also, and the guy says, oh, this is disgusting. This is too much with the little kids that go in Times Square. What is he wearing this for? It's normal for everybody to walk in Times Square and see people half naked. It's normal. It's the summer now. So what are you going to say? What? I am Kaddosh. Look, compared to what they're doing, compared to what the other nations are, I'm much more Kaddosh. Look what I do. That's not good enough. That's what the Azhar is. That's what the Midrash is saying. I invent the Kedusha of Kaddosh, and I demand for you to be Kaddosh before the world was enough, not the way that it is today. We could go on, we could talk about, you know, Tami Mahayah B'Dal Yerayislav, he has another Dvar Torah of Shemesh and Pinkas, and he talks about, you know, the times of Noach. I said, well, I'm only, Noach had to be like the times of Avram Avinu. He had to be the best of the best. You have to be the best of the best when it comes to Kedusha. And everything you do has to be imbued with Kedusha. And that's one of the challenges that you have. Is that what happens a lot of times is that guys are set themselves here in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm sure you unfortunately have experienced this because you've gone back to your home country, and you think you're so stark. Because when you're in yeshiva, people are davening b'minyan three times a day and they're learning this amount of hours, and you come back and you say, wow, I'm stark. I daven once a day b'minyan. And I never did that before, and I'm stark because I listened to the rabbi's drasha on Shabbos. And between Mincha Ma'ariv, I listened to the rabbi, he says something about, I don't know. And now I'm stark. Now I'm good. I'm Kaddish. Or I'm in the secular university now, sitting and steiging in my secular university. And I'm Kaddish because I don't go to this and this and this party. I only go to the Jewish frat parties. No, it's not there. Kaddishim tiyukiyat, because the Rabbanu Shalom is Kaddish. And we have to take things, we have to understand that that's to be Kaddish. I'll tell you a little story. My father, Shlita, happened to send me a Dvar Torah from a very famous speaker, very, very famous in the internet world, a rabbi. I basically don't agree with almost anything he ever says. I'm not a big fan. I'm not going to tell you who it is, obviously, now. But before he started off, it seems that his drushas, they're very, very long, but it seems like the first 30 minutes of every drusha is just like public service announcements. So his first public service announcement goes, the worst thing happened to me, I have to talk about it. The worst thing happened to me, he says. This is Kedusha. He says, look at the Jews. You had such a spiritually uplifting holiday where you try to keep the Mahajim and a Mahajim din of not eating chametz. And what do you do to show how much you don't even really care? Spiritual depravity. What do? You wait online for an hour and a half at a pizza store so you can get your first taste of chametz. What are you showing the Rabbanu Shalom? How pathetic are we? How spiritually immoral are we that all we want to do is go back to what we consider, what we call chametz, which is what? Which is sin. So the minute I thought, I heard that, I said, what? I thought of the Gra. Does he not know the Gra, the famous Gra? Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was famous to make Havdalah on beer on Motzei Pesach. And he would make them wait until they found a guy that would sell them a bottle of beer. What's going on here? Rav Chaim was an ish halacha. It's not really supposed to make a beer if you have wine. Why? Because he wanted to show the Rabbanu Shalom, I wanted to eat chametz the whole week. You think I wanted matzah pizza? Are you kidding me? Right? If we were Ashkenaz, you think I didn't want to eat lafas? Yeah? You know, it's funny, today in the yeshiva we were eating lunch. There was no lunch in the yeshiva, don't feel bad. But the people, there was some of the rabbein here, I'll be honest with you, it's in this week's parish as well, Gedeva, they were stealing. They went into the kitchen and they started stealing some of the stuff you guys were supposed to be eating for Shabbos. Now you won't be. And we're sitting at the table and we have gefilte fish and we bought lafas and we had hummus and we had matbucha and we're all sitting there. And we're all like, oh, this is a real, you know, a real post-Pesach meal. And Rabbi Allen was there, our relative, resident Sephardi. And he says, no, it's not. This is a regular meal that Sephardim have. The lafas are like the matzahs that they eat. Hummus, obviously, they're allowed to have. You know, except the gefilte fish. Those are Ashkenazi. I don't even know what that is. But So this rabbi said, and I look at it the other way, the Gra's way. The Gra said, no, what do I say? I want to show chashivas. I wanted to eat chametz the whole time. But now I can't. I'm doing this because it's your mitzvah, not because I want to have a special diet where, oh, thank God we get to eat matzah this whole time. Now I'm going to lose a lot of weight. Nobody loses weight on Pesach, it's impossible. So I wait online for the pizza store, and I wait an hour, and the pizza isn't even so good on Motzi, because God knows when that dough was rubbed. I don't even want to know. It's not, to show the Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm Kaddish, I want to show that I wanted to do, I wanted to, but I can't. Okay, so the truth is, maybe he's right. I hate to say that he's right. But yeah, it's true. You know, on Motzi Shabbos, so we tell our kids we have a rule in the house. I don't know why this is. We're not Rabbeinu Tam Jews, but we say right after Havdalah, you're not allowed to open your phones. You have to wait a few minutes. Show the Rebbeinu Shalom, you miss Shabbos. Maybe it's a little bit different. But one could argue with me and say, no, they say, I want to be on my phone all Shabbos, I want to text all Shabbos, but I'm a Kaddish, because I follow the ways of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And I can't, I'm sorry. So the second Shabbos, I want to show the Kedusha. Okay, maybe that's a little extreme. But I think the Chametz Mashal is a good Mashal. Even if you weren't thinking. So you have to think that now more. Think to yourself. Not Chas V'Shalom by Averus. But say, yeah, Shabbos is not going to be as easy as you ever thought it was. Shabbos in yeshiva, you don't experience Shabbos in yeshiva. Right? You go onto the college campus, even if you're going to YU, you don't experience it. You're out in the business world, so you don't have that same geshmak you with Chaver. You're going to sit in a lunch. So you have to be the Kaddish at the table. Everybody's talking about things that aren't appropriate. So you have to be the Kaddish. Maybe you have to walk away. Maybe you have to try to change the conversation a bit. That's Kaddish. That's what you have to be. That's what your job is. Kedoshim to you, because I invented the Rosh Hashanah, invented Kedoshim before you were even born. Don't make any excuses. And now's the time for you guys to start to think, how am I going to establish Kedusha? I'm going to be the first person to tell you this, but I'm sure you'll hear it many, many times from many, many people. The year is over. You're done. Sorry. It's just party time now. Right? It's party time. It's party time. Yom Ha'atzmaut, Lag Ba'Omer, Yom Yerushalayim, Shavuos, Golam Tiyul. What time do you have? You have time to say, how am I going to be a Kaddish? How am I going to live the rest of my life as a Kaddish? What am I going to do? And we have to, of course, remember, as we will momentarily, the Kedoshim on this Yom HaShoah. This is what the Kedoshim were about. I saw a video last night of a beautiful man who was crying. His grandson was inducted into the army. And he says, I wouldn't say he said it, he says, out of chutzpah, he went over to there's another line of all the soldiers, and then there's a mefakdim, the people that are the important people. And the important people are all sitting there, and he goes to the colonels and the lieutenant colonels, and he says, excuse me, can you make room for me? And you see this funny picture of all the soldiers and this one old man sitting there without a uniform. I said, why don't you do that? And he starts crying, and he says, because this is my army! I was in the Holocaust! That wasn't my army! This is an army I can't, and my grandson is serving in that army with Nachas. We have to be Kaddish not just only because the Rebbeinu Shalom was Kaddish, but because we are serving as Kedoshim for those that died al Kiddush Hashem. We are V'chai Bahem Jews. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said many times that it's easy to die al Kiddush Hashem. To live al Kiddush Hashem is really hard. To live your life as a Kaddish is hard, but you're not just doing it for yourself. You're doing it for the children of Yitzhak Hashem, and you're doing it for the generation that couldn't do that. Think about 6 million. Another quick Twitter update. If we were just do one moment of silence, 1 minute for every Jew that died in the Holocaust, it would take us 11 and a half years. I did the math, it works out. 11.41. Director of Finance. That's what it would take us. If we spent 1 minute, 1 minute thinking about every single, and you didn't sleep at all. So let us be Kedoshim. Think about who we're doing this for. The great grandparents. The great great uncle that's no longer with this one who died. Look how many Jews would be in this world. That's what we are. We are a small percentage of the Am HaMnivchar that are Shomer Torah Mitzvot. Let us be Kedoshim Mirtz Hashem Rabbi Yisai and get this message in our brains now, because it's over. The year's over. How am I going to be Kaddish when I go back to wherever I am? Mirtz Hashem, we should take these messages and we should live our life Al Kiddush Hashem in the Zchus of those who are no longer with us, who died Al Kiddush Hashem. Let us always be Kaddish forever.